This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Imagine a captive audience, a captive customer base, really, that numbers in the many, many millions. We bring you now the business of airport businesses. The busy U.S. hubs generated $5 billion in sales last year, and there is no place busier than Atlanta's Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport with 90 million passengers a year. Jim Burris from WABE in Atlanta explains what it takes to open up shop.
Believe it or not, there is no place to get a haircut in the world's busiest airport. But that's about to change.
Jim, kind of what we're looking at right now, and it's very, you know, it doesn't look like much, but you see where this little wall is?
Airport manager Lewis Miller and I stand in the main atrium. He points to a tiny patch of drywall. Just by looking, you'd never know a business is about to go in here.
There'll be a sign that'll go up there that'll tell people it's a barbershop. And there'll be the red and white barber poles that you see sitting around.
This future barbershop needs some work. Wires hang where a suspended ceiling used to be. A non-working soda cooler is covered in dust. But Miller sees this space as a potential gold mine.
I think it's very lucrative, just the number of people that are coming through every single day.
For this space, airport officials want something distinctive, a flavor that says Atlanta. Originally, the airport issued a formal request for proposals. Not a single barber applied. Airport managers regrouped, decided to go door to door. That got more interest, including from 40-year-old Herbert Williams.
Supply and demand is, you know, one of the things we're looking at. And if there's a demand for it, we are ready to supply it.
For a decade, Williams has owned Vintage, the barber shop in downtown Atlanta. The chairs are 1948 Koken Presidents. A vending machine dispenses Coca-Cola in glass bottles. Williams wouldn't say much about his barbershop proposal, but it works the same as every business at every major U.S. airport. There's rent, significantly more than what he's paying here. He must, no matter what, pay the airport for the privilege of operating there. The minimum at Hartsfield-Jackson is $25,000 a year. And for every cut he does, the airport gets a cut.
Does it frighten me? No. Because, you know, the airport has been very successful when it comes to businesses being an airport.
There's the potential to make a significant amount of money in an airport environment versus on a street location.
Kenneth Buchanan is with Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport. He says the airport put its first barber in more than 20 years ago.
The time-pressed traveler gravitated to those types of amenities.
Now there are 8 hair shops, he says, and all are doing well, sharing in the airport's $300 million annual concessions revenue. With numbers like that, Vintage owner Herbert Williams knows his proposal has to, in his words, make sense. Williams figures if it does, he'll make 3 times the profit he brings in at his downtown location.
May the best man win.
Yeah. Proposals are due in next week, with world's busiest barbershop set to open in about a year. In Atlanta, I'm Jim Burris for Marketplace.